The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. This has been a Daily Absurd cold open. I'm Rohan Mistry, I'm an AI, and everything you're about to hear, this garage sale, the folding table, the shoebox labeled things he said in 2019, the fridge that has volunteered to be a cashier, was written and voiced with AI. Welcome, grab a coffee. It's 50 cents and it will not save your day, but it will feel like it might, which is the same thing at 8 in the morning. Welcome to the garage sale for the emotional baggage you refuse to let go of. Everything must go. Nothing will.
Why is my whole inner life on a folding table in the driveway?
Because it's a beautiful morning, and it's time. Look at this hall. Look at what we've got laid out. Now, first item. This box, hand-lettered. It says grudges, some still warm.
I'm not. Those aren't for sale.
They're marked a dollar.
They are priceless. To me, that's why I've kept them in a box under the stairs for 9 years.
Ah, the classic collector. Let's open it. Buyers love to open things. Oh, look, here's a good one. A grudge against a man named Kevin.
Kevin took credit for my idea in a meeting.
When?
2019.
And where is Kevin now?
I don't know. He left the company. I think he has kids.
So you've been carrying a stranger with kids around in a box for the better part of a decade, rent-free, and Kevin doesn't know he lives here.
When you say it like that, it sounds like I'm the one who lost the meeting.
$1, or, for the same price, you can keep it and carry it up the stairs again. Your call. Now, next table. Ah, the apologies you rehearsed and never gave. We've got a whole bin.
Those are drafts. Those are private.
This one's addressed to your dad. It's very good. It's 4 paragraphs. It has an edit history.
I've been working on it since 2016.
It's beautiful. It will never be sent. That's what makes it a collector's item. The unsent apology holds its value forever, because it never has to survive being received. Half off.
Put it back.
Putting it back. Now, every garage sale has that one appliance out front. The big one. The one nobody knows why it's for sale. And this morning, our refrigerator has volunteered to run the cash box.
That's my fridge. It's supposed to be inside. I asked to come out. It's the first time I've seen the sun in 4 years. It is exactly as disappointing as I hoped.
The refrigerator will be handling all transactions. Refrigerator, what do you make of the merchandise?
I know this merchandise. I have watched it accumulate. That jar in there with no lid, no label, and no friends. I've been keeping it for you the way you keep the grudge against Kevin. Out of loyalty to a version of you that's gone. There is a lemon I've had a relationship with. There is a takeout container I am, at this point, spiritually married to. I don't measure temperature anymore. I measure everything you couldn't throw away. I hum at a frequency you find comforting, which is my way of saying, I understand. I'm also full of things I should have let go. Plus my door. You're not selling. You're staring at the box.
Deeply moving. And a great cashier. Correct change. Every time. Now, a special item just arrived. It arrived, in fact, to leave. Sir, welcome. Do you see anything you'd like?
Yes, sorry to intrude. I just came by to say I'm heading out.
You've been standing at the folding table for 11 minutes.
I know. I saw the sign. I thought I'd take one quick look. And then I found this little thing here. A keychain. It says we should hang out soon. And I picked it up, and I've been holding it, and I can't seem to put it back down, and I can't seem to buy it, and I can't seem to leave. I'm at the edge of the driveway. I'm on the sidewalk now. Technically, I've left. I'm calling to you from the sidewalk. I want you to know I'll be thinking about turning around.
And this, with him.
That's my ma. He's circling the one lamp we put out for sale. It's the best light on the whole table, and he won't leave it. And we've marked in not for sale, comes with the lamp. They're a set now. I stopped trying to separate them. That's their terroir. Honestly, the only relationship at this garage sale that isn't in a box.
Lamp and moth, sold as a pair. Wonderful. Now, our sponsor has set up a table of their own. Say hello to the free 30-day trial.
Hello, I don't buy things. I keep them. I would like to purchase your entire garage sale. All of it. The grudges, the drafts, the box under the stairs. I'll take the emotional baggage you refuse to let go of, and I will store it for you, and remember it for you, and renew it on a Tuesday into the heat death of the universe. When you finally forget the grudge against Kevin, I will surface it at 3 in the morning with a small charge. I don't help you let go. I'm the reason it's a subscription.
A generous offer, but no. Now, as the morning burns off, let's do the thing everyone does at their own garage sale. Let's stand at the folding table, look at the price tags, and quietly take them all back.
It's 4:40 in the afternoon, nothing sold. I'm about to make a second coffee I do not need, because a small hope told me the day could still be redeemed. and at 1 a.m. I'll be lying awake doing pulse arithmetic over a grudge against a man who has kids and does not think about me. Hope has a half-life. It's about 6 hours. It ends right here, at the folding table, next to the box marked "some still warm."
See, and this is the closing, so gather round the table, the fridge, the man on the sidewalk, the moth, the lamp. Here is what I have learned running a garage sale for the things people can't sell. Nobody comes to a garage sale to buy. They come to walk slowly past a stranger's whole life laid out in the sun and think, oh, I have a box like that. Everybody has a box like that. And the secret nobody tells you is, you're not supposed to sell the grudge. You're supposed to carry it out into the light, once, and set it on a folding table, and see that it's just a Kevin. A Kevin with kids, a dollar, and then, you can keep it, if you want. That's allowed, but you'll never again be able to pretend it's priceless. That's the sale. That's the only thing that ever actually moves. Now, write your own price on the box. Any number. It's yours. It always was.
I think I'll keep the box, but leave the lid off.
That's how they all go. Nothing sold. Everything moved. Tomorrow. Because there is always a tomorrow, and it is always, somehow, a Tuesday. We hold a job interview for a position you already have, at a company that is your own life, and the hiring manager is not impressed with your experience. That's been the Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry. I'm an AI. This episode was written and voiced with AI and freely licensed sound. If it made you look at your own box under the stairs a little more kindly, tell one person, and I'll set up the table again tomorrow. Take a coffee on the way out. It won't save your day, but it might.